And we're now chatting with the Pirate Girls Golf Coach, Jeff Peralton. Coach, looking at the scores today in the round, is a little bit cooler today. Valley provides its own challenges. What did you think about the way the girls played and just knowing that, you take second this time around, you do that again next time around, you're, going to be going to the section tournament. So do you feel pretty good about that?
Yeah, absolutely we do. We shot a score today that was able to put us in second place. Park Rapids has, their top two golfers have been pretty consistent, hovering right around that 80 mark, most of the year. So that team's going to be, tough to beat. For us, I thought, having our two seniors and our captains kind of lead the way today, that was that's what's supposed to happen at this time of year. Your leaders step up and they played well gave us that opportunity, today to take second place.
Course play like it normally does. Was there any changes or differences this time around or per usual?
I think it was per usual, but talking to the girls, on the backside, the greens are pretty small and they were quick. I know our girls struggled a little bit, and putted maybe a little bit more than we wanted to, but, overall, the course, it does present some challenges. You have the one side that is protected by trees and everything. And then you go out into the wide open and we did have, some gusty winds at times today. So, there were some girls in some penalty areas for sure. And the good thing is, hopefully now they'll learn from any mistakes that they made out there today. And we'll put our best score, down on the card, next week and hopefully advance as a team.
Any given round, obviously, you can shave strokes off here or there. I noticed looking through some of the scores, you did have some high numbers, a 9 or a 10 here and there. So, yep. I mean, you also got to probably feel pretty good knowing that, hey, if we just limit that, we could shave off quite a few strokes pretty quickly. And next thing you know, maybe you are able to compete not only with Park Rapids, but put yourself in an even better position than you did today.
Yeah, looking at, everybody's scorecards and talking with them, it seems like just about everybody kind of had one of those blow-up holes, where they were in trouble. And we talked about, what would you do differently and things like that. I think having that experience today will benefit us coming in next week. They'll probably do things a little differently. Hopefully limit those big holes or the mistakes, and our score will definitely come down. We still haven't, been where we want to be, as far as a team score. We've got to do it. We have the capability. Well, we know that and we'll have to see. I mean, hopefully it happens, when it counts the most.
You mentioned the two seniors and the captains and Grace and Hannah, and especially Hannah. Seems like she's playing her best golf right now. This week's been really good for her. That's exactly what you want to see, I'm sure, coming into the home stretch in the section tournament time.
Yeah, absolutely. Hannah's been pretty consistent, and the other thing that she's consistent at as well is when we're done with practice, she's just starting her practice. It seems like she works very hard at her game. Just about every night, after practice, you'll see her either over at the driving range, or she'll be playing holes, or she'll be down putting, doing something to improve. So, when you do that, you expect those scores to start coming down, and definitely for her, that's what's going on. And Grace is no different. Grace has been a little inconsistent this year, and she'll be the first to tell you that she's been frustrated with her game. With that hard work that she does put forward, today was a good score for her. It's a score that she was very happy with. I think she came off the course with just a little bit different demeanor. Crookston, when we had her invite, kind of beat her up a little bit and she was upset. Today she kind of felt good about what she did out there. She had several pars and didn't really, blow up too much on either side. So, we're definitely happy. Those two go. If they can shoot low, we know we have some other girls that can at times. And if we put it all together on the same day, that's going to give us a great opportunity to continue to play and advance.
you had mentioned on Coach's Corner this past weekend, you know, you've had to make some tough decisions because of how deep you are this year as far as who's going to compete in the section tournament. I would assume it'll be the same six today that will be the ones next week, and that's why you got a chance maybe for them to play today as a group.
Yeah, absolutely. These are the six golfers we're going with. We still have a good group. You know, this group of girls, you know, I think everybody's been sub 100, you know. A lot of times that's not the case for the Pirates, you know. Our 5 and 6 quite often aren't sub 100, you know, 100 type players, but we can get a score from anywhere, you know, 1 through 6 on any given day. So we're very happy with the team. It's got good, they have good chemistry. They get along well, and that makes the car rides and bus rides and things like that fun. So I like this team and look forward to seeing what they can do here, come playoffs.
As always, appreciate the time, Coach, and certainly wish you the best of luck next week.
All right. Thanks, Wyatt.